Order, order.
First question time since the budget, and disappointment for its author, Bill English.
The opposition didn't even ask a question on the budget today.
The opposition was more interested in a post-budget comment by the Prime Minister, the subject of the first question of the day from their leader, Labour's Phil Goff.
My question is to the Prime Minister, which state assets was he referring to yesterday when he said work would begin soon on assessing which, if any of them, would be put up for sale?
The Honourable Prime Minister.
Mr Speaker, I wasn't referring to any particular state assets, rather the policy. But Mr Speaker, I can assure the member it won't include Telecom, State Insurance, the Tourist Hotel Corporation, New Zealand Steel, Petrocorp, Government Print or the DSC, because that member's already sold those ones.
Some people learn from experience, Mr Speaker.
That was the short list of assets sold by the fourth Labor government. Mr Key reserved the full list for his answer to one of Mr Gough's follow-up questions.
Telecom, State Energy, the Post Office, Air New Zealand, Tourist Hotel Corporation, New Zealand Steel, Petrocorp, the Government Print Office, the DSC, the National Film Unit, Rural Banking Finance, Shipping Corp, New Zealand Liquid Fuels, Maui Gas, Syngas, Forest Cutting Rights, the Health Computing Service and Communicate New Zealand. If ever a man knows something about privatisation,
point of order, Mr.
Among other questions from Mr Key was one from Rodney Hyde, leader of the ACT Party, who are voting for the budget under their agreement to support National on questions of confidence and supply.
To the Prime Minister, does he share ACT's concern that the entire net gain from tax cuts for the 550,000 households earning between $40,000 and $85,000, shown to be 0.4% of their income on page 9 of the budget, is eaten up by the 0.4% extra cost of the emissions trading scheme, as shown on page 65 of the budget? That is, that what Bill English has given back, Nick Smith has taken away for over a million middle-income New Zealanders.
The Honourable Prime Minister.
Mr Speaker, no, because the estimates I have is that the ETS will cost the average household around about $3 a week, and the tax cut for someone on $50,000, even if they consume the lot, net of GST, is about $14 to $15 a week.
Question time was followed by the government putting up its Leader of the House to restart the budget debate.
The Honourable Cherie Brown.
I rise to speak in support of the Appropriations 2010-11 Estimates Bill, and commonly known as the budget, and to oppose the amendment to that proposed by the Honourable Phil Goff. Mr Speaker, the amendment is an utter joke.
The amendment is actually a no-confidence motion and could be put to the vote on Thursday. For more on Mr Brownlee's speech, here's Rich Lyon.
Mr Brownlee outlined what the government's tax reforms would mean for middle-income families.
Take the average family, $76,000 income a year, two kids, a mortgage, they're receiving Working for Families. After the tax cuts and after the GST rise and with the Working for Families increase, that family is $25 a week better off. I'd like Labor members to go to that family and tell them that the budget is bad for them.
Next, Labor's finance spokesman, David Cunliffe, directed criticism of the budget at its author, Finance Minister Bill English.
He broke his promise to be revenue neutral on his tax package, making that promise worse. This budget is not good for ordinary New Zealanders. It is not good for the country. So the big question, sir, is why do it? Here's the rub. This is the sucker punch, New Zealand. This is the hoodwink to make you think you are better off, so you vote for this lot one more time, and then, Mr. English, let the cat out of the bag. Kiwi Bank is the first of many to go. Order. You will see savage cuts to spending, privatisations of assets, and you will regret the day you entrusted these people with national office.
Green MP Gareth Hughes was most concerned about the government invoking the name of 19th century Premier Julius Fogel when talking about spending on transport.
We've heard this government loudly trumpet they're spending more than Julius Fogel on roads. However, Fogel looked to the future in his investment decisions. We could be too. Investing in integrated transport options, fast modern public transport, bus rapid transport, light rail, underground rail in our biggest city, and walking, cycling and telecommuting and flexible working hour solutions. This government, however, looks to the 1950s, as if Vogel would be borrowing to build bullock tracks.
Green MP Gareth Hughes speaking during the budget debate this afternoon. And later, the budget debate was interrupted for the third and final reading of the Sentencing and Parole Reform Bill.
That report from Rhys Lyon, I'm Tom Fruin, and this program is brought to you with funding from New Zealand On Air.